Well, on this Thursday, as usual, we're joined by Mike Tenura. He's a T-Storm weather out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
Great being here, Todd. Thanks.
Well, let's start in the United States. There is still corn to come out, though I think some of it will just stay till the spring as it's trying to dry down. However, producers do like to go get it. Will they have an opportunity?
Well, there's an ideal stretch of weather that's starting up today and tomorrow, and that will continue right through Christmas and possibly all the way into next weekend. So 7 to 10 days of very mild and very dry weather. Temperatures will be way above normal once we get into the weekend and especially next week. High temperatures well into the 40s, maybe even some 50s in the southern Corn Belt, and low temperatures only in the 20s and 30s. So we'll be 10 to 20 degrees above normal across a pretty wide area. So that will certainly help producers get out in the field if they'd like to. The only exception would be in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas. We still have a deep layer of snow, and even though the warm weather will also affect those areas, that snow will first have to melt, so we'll deal with muddiness for a while, and then we'll finally be able to get out there if we'd like, but it'll just be too muddy. And the mild pattern will last about 7 to 10 days, but after that, kind of back to normal, so they won't stay in this ideal scenario, and some rain follows once we get into next weekend.
Turn your attention to South America, your assessment of crops in both Brazil, Argentina, and, of course, in between.
Well, it's kind of a mixed story. You can look at all of these different areas and come up with reasons to say that things are looking real nice and also say, well, it's not quite ideal. Let's start in Argentina because it's a fairly straightforward story there. The southern growing areas are being afflicted by drought conditions, but in the northern areas, things are looking pretty good, because we've seen a lot of thunderstorms over the last several weeks and months. So kind of a dicey bag there. As we move forward, there will be some thunderstorms in those driest areas. One of the best chances is actually starting now, and that'll continue right through tomorrow. So we'll see 0.5 inch to 1 inch of rain, and that should help out with early corn and sunflower development, and also should allow soybean planting to pick back up, because that has been a problem to this point with soybean planting falling behind simply because it's too dry. We also have more rain in the forecast for Argentina in about 7 to 10 days. So the situation there is going to stabilize, but this only takes us into the very end of December. January is going to be important, and it's a little too early to think too hard about what the weather is going to do then. In Brazil, kind of a similar story, with some of the key central and southern areas having received some decent rainfall over the last couple of weeks. So you would say right off the bat, okay, first crop in corn and soybeans are doing pretty well. The only problem is that in the far northeastern areas and in the far southern areas, they've been missing out on some rain and dry pockets are starting to show up. On top of that, the rain chances aren't all that ideal in these dry areas through the end of the month. So by the time you put it all together, we would just pretty much say it's a stable situation. Yes, the rains are helping out and certainly improving some of the wetter areas as we move forward, but we're also seeing these dry pockets hang on, and we really like to see more uniform rains. So just a mixed bag, and we'll have to wait into January to kind of get a better handle on yield potential. Though, of course, if it were completely dry or completely wet going forward, the story will be pretty straightforward. We're just kind of in a mix, though, unfortunately.
I suppose we'll talk with you again in January, and we'll figure that out, as next week, of course, is a holiday week, and we'll be taking the whole week off here at the Closing Market Report. Hey, thanks so much for being with us for the day.
Yeah, that sounds great, Todd. We'll talk to you in the new year.
All right. That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois.